Two bills were introduced in the North Carolina House Thursday, which would repeal HB 2 and do much more. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
House bills 78 and 82 are largely identical. We'll get to the key difference in a moment. But neither bill is a clean repeal of HB 2. Senator Mike Woodard is a Democrat from Durham County.
We did this twice last year, but this time I'm even prouder to say that we're offering a non-discrimination bill that would cover our entire state.
By expanding North Carolina's current list of protected classes to include things like familial status, sexual orientation, gender identity, and military or veteran status. And these bills would not just repeal HB 2, they would make it statewide policy to allow anyone to use any public bathroom or locker room based on their gender identity. And that's not all. They would bar discrimination of protected classes in employment, insurance, housing, and lending, as well as barring charter and non-public schools from discriminating in enrollment and school policies. There is a religious exemption clause to allow parochial schools to still use religion as a requirement for enrollment, and fully private institutions and businesses can still set their bathroom policy as they like. Now, here is where the two bills differ. House Bill 78 has an extra section, which increases the minimum sentence by 3 to 7 years for any sexual crime committed in a bathroom or changing facility. Representative Cecil Brockman of High Point says he felt the need to file a separate bill in hopes that some Republican members of the General Assembly will see it as something of a compromise.
We added this language in there, hoping that they could come to the table and at least start a negotiating with us on how we can repeal HB 2, which has been an absolute disaster for our state.
GOP leaders have called for compromise in order to repeal HB 2, and Brockman says he has heard some positive reaction from Republican lawmakers. However, he adds, none have wanted to go on the record with support for his bill as of yet. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.